Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Pierre-Jean Sauvion. How are you, Pierre?
I'm good, thanks.
So what's the second one we've got here?
So this is not very common in the Muscadet, but Muscadet Sèvres maturely could age.
Yeah, because you always think of it as a fresh, young, zippy wine.
A Muscadet Sèvres maturely could age, definitely. But like in every single appellation, a wine has a potential. Not every vintage, because some of the vintage will never age. Because at the really beginning, to get the potential of aging, you need to have a really good wine at the really beginning. If the wine is bad, it will never have the potential of aging. That's the thing. So first of all, it needs to be really good at the beginning. And then you need to forget what you know about Muscadet. Because obviously, we are now having a 1993.
Okay, so this is 20-year-old or 21-year-old wine.
20. I was just making a difference of 20 years between the two vintage. The same wine, same domain, same family. But 20 years between. That was the thing. And you need to forget what you know about this fresh, zippy, crisp Melon de Bourgogne and just to be completely open and to another wine. Though it would change. The fizziness won't be there anymore.
Yeah, no, there's no fizz in the wine.
Nothing.
And it's gone to more of a medium yellow.
Exactly.
Medium lemon.
Because you will have a little bit of oxidation, obviously, 20 years. So you will have a little bit of oxidation.
Yep.
And you will be losing this citrusy, lemony character to dry nuts, peppery, honey, pivoine, some other flowers character.
Yeah, it actually smells a bit like a Semillon from the Hunter Valley, an old Semillon. You know, it's got that lanolin type character to it.
Yeah, exactly. I never think about that, but yeah, that's why I told you. I learn every single day in tasting and in the wine. But it could be that.
No, it does. You know, I love Hunter Valley Semillon. That's old Hunter Valley Semillon is one of my sort of favorite wines because they're nice low alcohol wines, but they've got bags of character to them.
So that's exactly what it is. So when people are asking me, it could age. I say, yeah, it could age. You can drink it. Definitely, yes. But you need to be prepared. You got a tiny little hint at the end of a cork character. Just a tiny bit. But anyway.
Cork taint?
Just a tiny bit at the end. It's like more like a dusty cork taste at the end. Anyway, that's...
No, I don't really get that. But you know the wine better than me.
I really have. I just tasted it to you 2 days ago with a customer, to be honest with you. And that's why I can make the big difference between the bottle that I have two days ago and this one. And I have a little dusty character. Not on the bouquet, but on the palate.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about cork taint you've always got to be careful of is you can miss it on the nose. As soon as the wine warms up in your mouth, it comes through. I remember doing a tasting and I smelt all the wines. They all smelt good. Passed them around to the clients and there was about three bottles going out. And the glass I had, when I tasted, I went, oh no, it's just got a little bit of cork taint. It's, and I would only have noticed it because I knew the other two wines. I smell nothing on the nose.
And I can tell. There is definitely nothing on the nose, but I have a little tiny dusty character there. Anyway, just forget what you know about the fresh, clean, and zippy, brand new vintage Muscadet.
Yeah, the acidity is... It's still fresh, but it's the wine's richer all the way through, isn't it? Like in the first one, it was quite rich in the mid palate, and then as the acidity kicked in, it sort of the weight fell away. Whereas this one holds the weight further into the wine,
and it looks like it's more sweet.
Yeah, it's, well,
and the acidity and the sugar, it's exactly the same, but the balance feel different.
Mm,
That's why I also like to show this vintage because. In terms of balance, it's the same. Acidity and residual sugar are exactly the same.
Yeah.
But the feeling is completely different.
Yeah.
That's why I say, okay. So, forget this. Don't pour it at a very cold temperature, the old muscadet, and serve it with cheese or creamy fish or even some white meat. So the blend, the food pairings would be also different. So that's why when you're drinking a vintage muscadet, you need to have someone behind. Doesn't need to be me, but it needs to be someone who knows the wine, like a sommelier or whatever, or in a bottle shop, the guy will say, okay, just forget the muscadet, it's something different.
Yep.
And sometimes people say, it looks like also an old Chenin. It could be an old Chenin.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a Chenin, definitely not, but it could be like we said, chenisé. That's a French word, to look like an old Chenin, chenisé.
Okay.
That's the other thing about this. So yeah, muscadet could age. It's a niche market. It's not even 0.5% of the market.
Yeah, yeah.
But it, just you to know, it does exist, and it's booming right now.
Booming?
Yeah, in France, it's just booming. If you are going to a restaurant in, even in Paris, or mostly in, let's say, Brittany, Nantes, in this area, you've got a lot of restaurants which have 25 different muscadet, and on those 25, you will have five to eight muscadet, which are way older than the brand new vintage. So, yeah, it's definitely something that people are interested in, and they want to describe, to discover something.
Yeah. How does it age? Does it sort of just quite linearly change over time, or does it shut down and close up and then come back to life? Because some wines do close down and then they burst back into life.
They have like a cycle, and the thing is, you never know where you are in the cycle. So sometimes you taste the wine and say, ah, that was bad, I should drink it a year ago or 6 months ago, now it's just bad. So it's moving slowly, but in the same time you've got the cycle in between, and it depends when you are drinking this wine.
Yeah.
So sometimes you say, okay, it's a disaster, and sometimes you say, oh, just drinking now.
Yeah.
But it's continuing moving. And some vintage, I think about the 1997. 1997 was a good vintage, to be honest with you. Berries were looking really nice, and when the berries were coming to the press, I was really happy with that. We did do the vinification, the wine was done, tasting the wine by November, December, and I say, it's good, but it doesn't look like it was supposed to taste. You know what I mean? I was expecting something really, really good, and it was just good. It was good. So I was a little bit disappointed. And if I knew, from the 1997, I will put in the cellar, on the sign, 20% of the production. Because 1997 was just continuing, getting better and better and better. And the 1997 was just unbelievable in 2001.
Yep.
And it was way better than it was in 1998, actually.
Yeah.
To my opinion.
Yeah.
But in 2001, I was just two bottles left, and now it's over. And it's a disaster, because 1997 was really good. And it was just getting crazy every year.
How much stock are you holding back for aging then?
It depends on the crops. Mm-hmm. If you look at the 2008, 2012, we get frost. 2008, so it depends on how much wine, because my only boss is Mother Nature. So sometimes she's not very nice with me. And I try to keep, let's say, 5 to 7,000 bottles in the cellar. Mm-hmm. Just try to forget it.
Yep.
And sometimes it's zero, sometimes it's 5,000. And 1997, I should put 10,000. Anyway, that's life. And that's why we love wine.
Yeah.
Because we can't restart 1997.
And what do you think the maximum potential aging for these wines are? What's the oldest muscadet you've had that you thought was decent?
Not just for fun, like, you know, drinking 100 years of aged muscadet, which doesn't have any interest. The best that I have was 1989, was really good.
And how old was it at that point?
A month ago, so...
Okay, so 15 years ago?
Yeah.
15-year-old, 25-year-old.
25. That was really good. Then I taste 1979, and one bottle out of two was good.
Yeah. So you're getting quite a lot of vintage variation at that point.
So, yeah.
Or bottle variations.
Yeah, to have the potential and you can drink in it. 1989 was, yeah.
It's getting...
Yeah, that's a good one. Then after that, it was not very... people were not very into the vintages Muscadet back to this time. So it's also kind of a difficult to find it.
Yeah.
Now more and more people have some vintages in the teller. Until 10 to 15 years ago. Not before.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Do you think that this is a sort of a growing sector for Muscadet? These older style of wines?
It would be small compared to the other one.
Mm.
But it's really, really growing. And I think it's really important to say that Muscadet, it's not only... this one, even if it's the best one, fresh, clean, lively, as an aperitif when it's warm outside. But just telling people that you've got a potential. You definitely have a potential for aging.
Yep.
And then it's a question of pleasure. What do you want? What do you like? You like when it's fresh or you like when it's older?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I've been opening some unbelievable bottle with my wife. I don't tell the name, but really... good, expensive bottle with my wife. And she just smelled it, tasted it, and said, you know, it's well made, it's good, but it's okay. Just move on. What do you have?
What else you got?
Okay, so let's open on something else. It was not a Muscadet, so I'm happy with that. I'm married with her, so it wasn't a Muscadet, obviously. But yeah, she loved Muscadet, so she drank Muscadet. So it's really a personal feeling. That's the thing about wine, too.
Yeah, I've got something on the finish that but it's not cork taint. So
that's why I'm saying it's not. It's more like a dusty.
Yeah.
Beginning of cork. It's not cork. That's also for me the big problem with cork. A natural cork is really nice.
Yeah.
The problem with this natural cork, a lot of people taste some wine who are in the middle. You know what I mean? They are not. Completely corked, and you know it's the cork, and they say, okay, it's not the wine is good, but it's corked, so change the bottle.
Yeah.
What I don't like, it's all the bottle that everybody has open, and it doesn't taste like corked bottle, but it's in between.
It's losing its fruitiness, but the cork taints, that damp cardboard's not coming in.
And the problem is that a lot of customers say, I don't like this wine, but it's not the wine. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I love, and I say to people, oh, I love this bottle because it's completely corked. And nobody understands why. And I say, because everybody knows this is corked.
I actually had a customer who I sold some wine to, and I was visiting her. And she goes, I love this wine. And she goes, yeah. And it was one of the wines we'd sold her, actually. And she said, oh, I love it. It's great. It's quite different to the other ones we had. And I smelt and tasted it, and it was corked. And she's going, I love it. It's brilliant. And I'm going, can you get me some more? And I'm saying, it's quite hard to reliably get corked wine for you, love. Have you ever thought, because Muscadet generally is considered a light, fresh, zippy wine, a screw cap would be a great
closure. I did make this wine in screw cap.
Yep.
And actually, you can buy it in England in screw cap.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that?
I love screw cap.
Yeah.
If I was the only one drinking my wine, I would put everything on the screw cap.
Yeah.
But I'm not the only one. And it's starting in France, but we are on the Horeca market.
Horeca
on trade.
On trade, yep.
And the problem that we have is the people are not a huge fan of screw cap.
Yeah,
and the it's changing. New generation is okay. But the old generation is not a big fan of screw cap.
Muscadet is the perfect wine for screw cap. You know, if you think about
most of the Loire wine and the screw cap,
maybe not some of the sweet wines like Côte de Lion and things like
Bonzo or so on. But when you think about Sauvignon Blanc, is just perfect with the screw cap.
Yeah. The Sancerre we use, in our tastings, we have two. One's on screw cap, and one's. Strangely enough, it's a Sancerre that I've had when it's been 20 years old, and it's absolutely delicious, 20-year-old Sancerre. And that's on a natural cork, which I could see why they do that.
Yeah, it makes sense. But for the rest of the what people are drinking, because everybody was drinking the brand new vintage in the Loire.
Yeah, yeah.
The Screw Cap is just perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Just open it, drink it, put it back on the fridge. It's the best closer. And it's, you don't have any problem with cork.
Yeah,
cork exactly. character or something yeah. like that. So definitely my children, or the generation of my children, will be drinking Screw Cap wine, yeah. even if it's a 4 euro bottle or a 100 euro bottle, doesn't care, doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just to wait a little bit. That's the thing.
Let the crusties die off.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent, Pierre. I think we're going to wrap it up there. I really appreciate the two wines are very, very interesting wines. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chris. And whenever you are in the area, please just knock on the door and I would be very happy to welcome you.
Cheers very much.